So what is the issue? What's the Seder HaKriyashma? So the meaning Ashkenaz, or at least in the Ashkenaz Sederim, they have first Hamapio and then Kriyashma, like the Shulchan Aruch says and the Torah says. But the Rambam, maybe the Sfardim have it this way. First you say Kriyashma, then you say Hamapio. What's in the Kudas HaMachokas? So the Magen Avraham discusses it. So perhaps the issue is, if you make Hamapa, you're making a bracha, so we're concerned with potential of hefsek. You want to go to say Hamapa and then go to sleep. We don't want to do anything in between. We do paskin, if you have to go later, you have to go to the bathroom, you're allowed to say Asher Yatzari after Hamapio. But we don't look at chila, we don't try to be mafsik in between Hamapio and other things, so why are we saying Hamapio first if I isn't Shema a hefsik? So apparently no. So the Shulchan Aruch's working with Tashita that Kriya the Shema Alamit is out Nezikin, so it's part of the idea of Hamapio. It all blends in together to protect us when we go to sleep at night. So therefore, it's not a hefsek, it's good tzarach. It's considered part of the brick or samapio, and therefore first we make hamapio, and then we say kriyash malamita. But according to the other sheet of the Rambam, maybe kriyash ma first, because that's like the gaonim, that you sleep mitok divrei Torah, and then you say hamapio after, so you won't be. So that's a potential nafkamina. If it's out in the Zikin, so maybe we do hamapio, then kriyash ma, it wouldn't be a hefsek, but if that's Talmud Torah, first we do Kriyashma, then Hamapio. Another nafkamina would be, is a woman obligated in Kriyashma Lamita? So the Prima Gadin says they're not. They are putter from Kriyashma Lamita. Why? Because he says, since the purpose of Kriyashma Lamita is Torah, like the Gaonim say, so Nashim Patur is Mitama Torah. However, if the issue is Nezikin, so then, they would be chayev. As well, the Magen Avraham writes, women are patur for a different reason. He agrees women are patur. He says, because since the mitzvah kriyashma is only at night, so it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So again, so if it's out nezikin, so then it should be included, so then women would be chayev. And there's another nafkamina, is what about, do we make a bracha on kriyashma lamita? Well, I don't mean the bracha of Hamapio. We do make. At least if you're brisky, you don't make. Maybe they assume that you might not fall asleep. It'd be a bracha of Atola. But really, the bracha is going on Hamapio Chevlashina. When you're tired, so we have no guarantee falling asleep. But you say Hamapio when you're tired and you look think you're going to fall asleep. So we assume that's fine. So what about a bracha? Bracha al mitzvahs kriyashma al amitra, al mitzvahs kriyashma. So that, the Amram Gon talks about it, they quote him in the beginning, in the Rishonim on the first daf, that let's say you daven kriyashma, like the Gemara talks about, well, the Rashi and Tosis talk about, that they used to have a practice of davening kriyashma early, before the Zman. So some point out, what's the pshat of Rav Avraham when you make a bracha? You only make a bracha, really, because Kriyashma should make it a bracha. But since we have the brachas before and afterwards, that counts. It's Seder al-Seder ha-brachas. But you're saying Kriyashma by yourself, so then you have to make the birkas. So Mr. Rav Avraham says there is a bracha. And Tosis and Chulin says there's no bracha on Kriyashma, no Birkas HaMitzvah, because it's Al Sakana. We're protecting yourself from the Mazikin. Just like we find by other, like Mayim Achronim, the rule of thumb is I only make a Birkas HaMitzvah if I'm doing it L'shem Mitzvah. If I'm doing it to avoid Sakana, so I don't make a bracha on it. So therefore, Tosis holds there's no bracha. Others, people quote the Rambam, one of the Tshuvas, that since it's a Rishus, we don't make a bracha on a mitzvah's Rishus, which is a discussion. And So you have Tosfos in the Rambam, no bracha. However, and we have the Rav Amram Gaon who says, you make a bracha. The Prima Gadim seems to be working with the Rav Amram Gaon. He says, really, you should make a bracha. But since Kriya Shema, so if you're Kriya Shema, so Tosfos clearly holds the Tzatz Mazikin. So therefore, there's no bracha. Rav Amram Gaon seems to be working perhaps with the Talmud Torah angle, and that's what the Prima Gadin writes. That really we should make a Birkas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema out Talmud Torah, but since we already Yotze, we made the Birkas HaTorah in the morning, so the Birkas HaTorah covers us. That's a fundamental machlokes Yishonim, Achronim, and what is the nature of the din of Kriya Shema Alamita? Is it to protect us from Mazikin, like the Bali Tosis, or like the Gonim? No, it's to. Is this like we begin the day with learning, we want to end the day with learning? My nafkamina, perhaps we said the Seder, the Machlokes, the Rambam versus the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. The way B'nai Ashkenaz follow, you do Hamapel, and then Kriya Shema is Mashma. Kriya Shema is part of an extension of the Din of Hamapel, it's Atz Mazikin. If you have Kriya Shema, it's just Mitok Devei Torah, and Hamapel is for another reason, so then you first do Kriya Shema and you do Hamapel. Whether women are chayim in Kriya Shema Lamita, if it's out Talmud Torah, the putter, or if it's out Talmud Torah, or if it's even not to do with Talmud Torah, the Magen Avraham writes that the mitzvah sasei shazman grama, yeah, that's right, the putter, if you hold the chayev, you hold it from the zikin. So therefore, if it's a sakana for a man, it's a sakana for a woman, so she should be chayev in Kriya Shema Lamita. And whether there's a nature of a bracha, if you assume the Talmud Nezikin, you don't make a bracha to avoid danger. That's why by Mayim Emsaim, the middle waters between fish and meat, we don't make a bracha because it's to avoid danger. So that's right, so Tosfos Shita would be no bracha. And the Shita of the Gonim, that's Rav Amram Gaon, holds you do make a bracha. And the Prima Gadin seems to work with the Talmud Torah angle, but he says the reason why you putter is because you already made a Birkas HaTorah. So that's the two schools of thought, and whether we say Kriya Shema Amita out Mazikin, or we should end our day on a high note with some Divrei Torah.